Welcome back to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. In this episode, I'm super excited to talk with Dr. Ursula Lang of Latina Docs. She is a physician and a coach, and we are going to be talking about the importance of representation and empowerment for our Latina physicians right after this break. So stay with us.
Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Maisha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go.
All right, y'all, we're back for another episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. And I'm so excited to have this guest with me today, Dr. Ursula Lang. She is a colleague and a brand new friend. And I'm excited to talk with her about her journey and how she's come to build her coaching practice, empowering Latina docs. And you know, with that, I just want to bring you right on. I mean, what should we delay for? How
thank
are you
so
today?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. And thank you for saying new friend, because I really do. Like, yeah. We had a nice little talk. We're both moms and both have similar visions of empowering our people and just doing all the things, right? Coaching and doctoring and momming, mothering.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think that that's one of the reasons I really love this podcast, or I love doing the podcast, is because I really get to meet some amazing, amazing people, amazing moms, amazing physicians and coaches. And so I'm just excited to hear your journey of how you've come to be, how you came to actually, you know, transition yourself or start this coaching practice. So talk to us a little bit about your background and what has led you into this journey of supporting Latina docs.
I would love to just go a little bit back to even medical school. You know, I was in the MD PhD program, and so I was in it for the long haul. I knew I was going to make a lot of friends. They would go on to be physicians and attendings, and then I would be continuing with my small cohort and making my way through. And I think it was even back then, I was very, very involved in like in all the Latina, Hispanic, kind of all the cultural things around it. I went to Mount Sinai. So this was Upper East Side. This was right next to East Harlem. I mean, we always had parties. We always like just celebrated our culture. And really in my small group of friends, we did the empowering each other. I was surrounded by people who just believed in me. I believed in them. And for better or for worse, you know, as soon as I kind of differentiated into like the next institution, the next level, I just didn't see that as much. I didn't have my community as much. And, you know, I think back last year when all the racial and social justice movement started, and I started really questioning, looking inwards, like, what am I doing? I'm in such a privileged position right now. What am I doing to give back, to help, to empower others, to be an example? And am I speaking up, or am I quieting my voice? Mm-hmm. And I think throughout the training in medical school, we get very used to being part of the crowd and kind of like making your way through and assimilating to what's expected. And, you know, I think along the way, I just got very comfortable with that. Mm. And kind of recognizing that was a big awakening for me. And it was just, I'd been getting coached for 2 years already at that point. So I was pretty good. I had the tools to figure things out for myself. And I'm just like, why am I staying quiet about this? Mm-hmm. And I think part of it was I was a physician scientist. I was a scientist. I was a physician. I was at a top academic institution. Mm-hmm. And then I did this coaching thing kind of like on the side. And I'm like, you know, what can I do to bring this to my community, to my, especially Latina physicians, because again, I just was missing, you know, that community around me. And from that, I reached out to, and actually my co-host, Dr. Vanessa Calderon, she's amazing and an emergency room physician, so can't be here today, but she and I are partners in this venture and we empower each other. And then we've just looking to bring everyone up with us, right?
I love it. And it's my deal. It's beautiful. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, I went to Emory as an undergrad. And so, you know, there was like the Black Student Alliance and I pledged Delta Sigma Theta, Sorority Incorporated. So like there was our community there. And then I went to Morehouse School of Medicine, which is a historically Black medical school, right? So then I was there and I had my community there. And then I went to residency, which was in Orlando, Florida Hospital. And then like all of that was not there. So I completely related to when you say, well, I got out of medical school and then I went to residency and then that community wasn't there. Now, you know, it's an interesting little fun fact is that the community that I ended up creating was the Latina community. It was almost like all of my friends were Latinas. my doctor Amazing. Friends. Like I just sort of like merged it, you know. Yes. But I was still the one Black doctor in that community. Like there weren't really, until I was a second year, there weren't really any other Black females in my class or in the residency program. I had to sort of recruit them. From various programs, you know. And so it's just, I relate very much to what happens when you become, you feel like you're isolated from that core community, you know, and I think it's just wonderful what you've done. So, yeah.
Yes. I mean, through coaching, especially, you empower yourself to create what you want to see, mm-hmm. what you want to live with, and what you want to, like I wanted that community around me. So I'm like, why don't we just do it? Let's make the community. Let's bring the, you know, let's make these connections. Let's share these coaching tools so everyone else can feel the same that I'm feeling. It's completely taking ownership of how we live our lives and what we want to do with it. So
it's very interesting too, you know, because this last year has been very eye-opening for many people, right? And so there's a sense of, like you said, and I appreciate your vulnerability and your honesty in saying, you know, like when you really looked, there was this space of, you felt like you were privileged and you're in this space of privilege and like, why were you quiet? And I think that's a question amongst so many women, so many physicians, and even our white, you know, counterparts. I think they're questioning like, what can I say? What can I do? And even for myself, I will tell you that after, you know, when Ahmaud Arbery was murdered, you know, there I got this sort of pull, like I should be doing more. And then of course, on top of all of this happening, right, the pandemic, and then Breonna Taylor, and then George Floyd. And there was like this sense of urgency, like I cannot be quiet about this. I cannot stay in my seat about it. Like I'm a single mom, so I can't be necessarily out in the street marching in a pandemic. Like that's something I couldn't do, but what can I do, right? And that's how I got called into the conscious anti-racism space. You know, that what I do. Some people who are following and who listen know that I do conscious anti-racism training at the corporate level, at the corporate organizational level. But it was this feeling of, you know, I'm called to something. And so I think that's important for docs who are listening or for the people who are listening, is you can follow that calling. You can follow that calling and create something, because that's really, it sounds like how Latina docs got created, is like there's this calling.
Completely. Everything you just said, it's just the same, right? It's, I asked myself, what can I do? And I also wasn't the one to be out marching, picketing, and you know, there was a little bit of an easy falling into shame about it. Yes. One has the choice to fall into shame around what we're not doing,
right.
Or you ask yourself the most powerful question, what can I do?
That's right.
Right now, with what I have around me, I'm in my particular position. Nobody else has my exact combination of lived experience with my position at my job, with my connections with people. That's unique. We all of us have that uniqueness about us. And so our contribution is going to be equally unique. It's going to be, what can I do? Right?
Yeah.
That's such a powerful question.
Yeah. I think it is. It's so important. And it's like, for me personally, and I think it's important too, sometimes we get stuck in that place, because I did feel, you know, some guilt. I started to feel some guilt, not only for, you know, not being able to be out on the streets, but also because I'm no longer a clinical practitioner. You know, I left clinical medicine several years ago to be full-time in this coaching business, full-time in my NLP and hypnosis training company. I also was kind of feeling guilty that I wasn't on the front lines with my fellow physicians. Like, man, I'm not in the front lines in this pandemic. I'm not in the front lines on this race, you know, this social injustice war. I'm not on the front lines of anything. I'm just sitting up here comfortable in my home. What am I, you know, like, what am I doing? And,
oh my goodness.
And it really was like that. And then I had to call a couple of people, right? And that I think is important. Have people in your life that can remind you of who you are. Because there was, you know, I had to acknowledge, first of all, like, okay, I'm feeling some kind of way. Like, there is guilt. There is a little shame. And I was doing a live yesterday, and we talked about how if you acknowledge the emotions, that allow a lot of times they set you free and they don't have as much power over you. So I have people in my life that I call all the time that I'm like, look, I need you to talk me off the ledge.
Right.
Here I am thinking I should be, you know, going back into clinical medicine just for the pandemic, when, you know, the thought of that really makes me want to throw up, to be very honest, right? Not that I was burnt out and that's why I left, but I'm so far away from it now that I can't, I just like, well, if I had to, I would, but I don't have to. So why am I thinking about this? Right.
Right.
And,
right.
And the same thing that you just said, you know, what is mine to do? That's the question. That's the reflection that was given to me. Like, look at what your place is in this. You know, there are people whose place is to be on the front lines, to be on the front lines, marching the streets, to be on the front lines, seeing patients. What is your position? Your position is to empower those who are on the front lines.
100%.
Your position is to lift them up when they're burning up, when they're burning down. Right. And I thought, so we all have a position.
Yes, and we all have a position.
We all have a position.
It's so funny you say this, the part about the front lines, because as I mentioned, my co-host, Vanessa Calderon, she is an emergency room physician. Mm-hmm. And when we do our podcast together, you know, she will raise this idea that she also feels like she should be doing more shifts and she should be going and staying longer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, lady, I'm a pathologist. I'm behind my microscope. And at that, I'm a part-time pathologist. So the other half of my time, I'm like coaching, I'm doing some research, and like, same as you, you know, like there is that little sneaky guilt that can creep in, but then reminding myself, I'm like filling my time with empowering other physicians. Mm-hmm. And as a physician scientist, I'm actually stepping away from academics. And this is like hot off the press, sort of very new evolving of my career. And, and I'm also like, I want to coach physician scientists. So like, even though I'm stepping away from the bench, I'm like figuring out creative ways to still give back, to like keep with my mission, right? Mm-hmm. Keep with my passions, but doing it in a different way. How could it look different, right? Gosh. And this creativity, the space of creativity, is kind of like a scientist's like space. That's why I got into science to begin with, because of the creativity. And so I just love that all these coaching tools, opening our minds to all the different ways of doing things. I mean, how powerful is that?
So powerful. And there's something that you said, I think is super, super important, which is that there's there is that creativity in being a scientist. You know, we're as doctors, there is that aspect of us that are scientists. And I think we lose the creativity. We lose the creativity, I'm gonna just say it, is beaten out of us.
Yes.
The creativity is beaten out of us in the industry. And yes. to begin to reconnect with that, right? And look at all the ways. And this is why the podcast is called Next Level Physicians, Thriving Outside the Box. Because what you found is more than one way to utilize your specific and unique set of skills to make a difference in the industry and outside of the industry, right? And I think it's just a wonderful reminder that, you know, beyond what we're taught in medical school, beyond being clinicians only, like you can continue to be a clinician if that's what you choose to do, or you can step out of it if that's what you choose to do. But we are at the source of our careers. We forget how much at the source we are, but we are so at the source of our careers and at our lives. And I think that there's been this whole smokescreen that's been created in our industry that we are less valuable of a contribution than we really are. And when we really start to get how valuable, like all of the knowledge that we have. One day I was leaving after my first year in medical school, I was leaving my apartment. It was towards the end of the year and we had siblings, we call them sibs. So we would pass all of our materials, our study materials down to the next class. So it was a rising second year and I was walking out of my apartment and I happened to look because I'd gathered all of the information. And I was like, I read all of those books and all of the, it was a stack of paper that was probably a third of the way up my wall,
right.
Books and papers along the entire wall. And I thought to myself, I read all of that in 1 year. I acquired all of that knowledge in 1 year. And that's just
amazing.
1 year. Like
right.
4 years of that is floor to ceiling worth of books. That's the kind of knowledge that we have. And that's just medical school. That's not even counting residency and experience and fellowship for those who did fellowships and all
yes.
of the other personal development you might have done and skills you might have acquired. We have to understand that we are so much more valuable than people in the industry give us credit for.
100%. Man, that was, I'm just going to like give a little clap to that. That was just so good.
So I kind of got it.
No, I love it. I love it. And I think just on top of that, the representation of our point of view, our perspective, our unique as Latinas, as Black physicians, like all of that goes into it. That's a part of it. And it's, I just can't wait to see more of that perspective coming to the table and like making a difference and saying like, this is what we need. This is like what we think and our perspective and our opinions are unique and valuable, and empower yourself for that. Because like we kind of, and again, this is just me, but I found myself just assimilating to like, what do other people want me to think? Oh, that's what I'm supposed to be thinking right now.
Right.
And then like with all the self-reflection I did last year, I was like, wait a minute, is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Right.
I'm supposed to be turning into that person,
right.
the person that doesn't even look like me,
that's
doesn't
right.
think like me.
Right.
It was just like, I can be right about what I'm thinking and what my opinions are.
Mm, that's right.
And that's so powerful.
Ooh, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Cause I'm, you know, I'm hyper aware these days of the culture that we live in, right? This foundation, because I teach it now, right? This whole foundation or this underlying white supremacy culture. Now, I just want to distinguish that people think white supremacy culture means white hate. That's not what it is, right? It's just that, you know, when we are born, when babies are born, they breathe air. And the air they breathe is what's been built by white supremacy culture. It's just what we were born into, right? That at some point in history, someone decided that one color of one skin or one race was superior to another. And then that culture has been passed down and passed down and passed down to the point where it's unrecognizable to most people, especially to white people, but even sometimes to Black people and Latina people and people of color, right? So we're right. now beginning to, and there are some things that happen. Like I grew up in Alabama, and you know, when I started teaching the conscious anti-racism curriculum, and I really started learning about the characteristics of white supremacy culture, I realized how much of that I had internalized in my own behavior. And it was kind of a shock, right? It's like what you said, I'm mm-hmm. you know, preparing myself to think like a person who doesn't look like me. But I grew up doing that, like unconsciously. And this is an unconscious behavior pattern. But it's when we begin to honor, and this is the term that I use often, honor our different cultures, honor ourselves, honor you as a Latina, you know, honor me as a Black woman, honor, you know, Indian culture, honor, you know, like all of the people of color from all over the world that come and have a contribution, because your contribution as a Latina in the field is very different from my contribution as a Black woman, which is different from any other person, which is different from a white person's contribution as a white person, right? And understanding as people of color, as women of color, as physicians of color, women physicians of color, that our opinion, and especially as women physicians of color, like I want to reemphasize that, right? Because right. there's a whole nother level to the, we not only deal with the sort of racial bias, but we also deal with the gender bias on top of that, right? So yes. like to really get our views matter. What, like, I love the way you said it. I can, what I'm thinking can be right. Yes. It can be right. It can be right, and it can be superior.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And I think that's so important for us to recognize that we can be in the culture, but not necessarily have to be dragged along by it.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Reown that. Own yourself. Own your thoughts, and just speak. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Yeah. Allow yourself to honor yourself as oneself inside of a culture, inside of an institution that wasn't necessarily built for you, right?
And that's not easy. Oh, we're talking about it now as if, you know, just go out and do it, right?
Right.
it takes healing. You know, exactly. It takes healing. It takes compassion with yourself. Mm-hmm. It takes, mm-hmm. I mean, I was in tears constantly, like when I started to have this self-realization mm-hmm. and really beating myself up and just mm-hmm. like, how could I, why have I been doing this way? It was a lot of, yeah, it was a lot of painful growth in some ways, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of that awareness first, then the acceptance. Okay, mm-hmm. so this is where I'm starting mm-hmm. and then regaining that power to do something yeah. different. Because we want to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. It's really such a beautiful thing when we can come to recognize our true selves and mm-hmm. honor ourselves as our higher selves. And then what you've done is then to go and take that and make that, you know, purposeful, you know? And that's what Latina Docs does, is like, yes. okay, like this is, let's honor ourselves. And, you know, let's get it straight, like honoring oneself culturally, like honoring yourself as a Latina doc, honoring myself as a Black woman does not mean, because I know I have diverse listening, right? So I have to say this, you know, between us, yes. it doesn't need to be said, but I'm going right. to say it because I already know some of the objections that come up, right?
Right, right.
So it's not
either or, it's and.
We do this. Exactly. Thank you. It's like, it doesn't mean that one other culture doesn't, the other culture doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that white culture doesn't matter. It just, you have to get the big picture of the oppression that's been happening, and that honoring ourselves is a huge deal considering right. what we've been through.
Right.
You know, what we go through
yes.
still every single day
yes.
as women of color.
Yeah, and we're constantly just naturally as humans, we're just picking up the societal things, right? Like we're just picking them up, not realizing we're picking them up. It's just also, you know, unconscious, like you said. And it's just a lot of work to kind of go in there and clean it up and think about it. And so I love this work and I love what you're doing. I love that you have dedicated yourself to this and drop the guilt of leaving clinical practice, because your voice is amplifying so many more voices. You're touching so many people in your special way. And I mean, I feel like we all have that, right? And it's about taking that and owning it and deciding today, start now, right?
I love it. Deciding right now, deciding today. Thank you. I love that. So, I mean, you know, as we're coming to, you know, a rounding point, I want you to talk about what you do in Latina Docs. Tell us about the coaching program a little bit. Tell us, you know, what is it that you all do, you and your partner do?
Right. Yeah. So it started off as a Facebook group. So we have a community. So anybody who's out there who, you know, just self-identifies as a Latina physician, you're more than welcome to come to the community. We post fun things, empowering things. This is just a place, safe space for us to just be who we are and bring our culture, ourselves, ask questions. And then on top of that, we have our podcast that we're recording episode number 6 today. And this is all to start introducing coaching tools to this particular, I think we surround ourselves with coaches, right? We have our coaching community, but still more often than not, I'm talking to people at work and they're like, what do you mean coaching? What is that? Right.
Right.
So it's about laying down the foundation of what it is and being showing up and saying, like, the reason I'm taking these steps in my life, or the reason I now have my voice and I'm owning my voice and I'm dropping the shame, is because of coaching. Like, this is what it does. This is so powerful, this work. Yeah. And so we show up as an example of what coaching can do. We're slowly introducing these coaching topics. And then just yesterday, we opened registration for our Latina Docs Journey coaching program. Yay, I know, I'm so excited. Thank you. And it's gonna be starting April 1st, and it's gonna be 6 weeks. Each week is gonna have its own topic. The last 2 weeks, we're talking specifically about leadership, negotiation, like all the stuff that really, like, if I wanna see more Latina physicians and positions of power, getting what they deserve, getting what they ask for.
Yes.
Those are going to be some critical weeks. The weeks leading up to that, we're going to start talking about coaching, like how you can self-coach yourself, how you can make decisions, stick with your, have your own back with them, moving forward. And we're actually starting off the 6 weeks with just purpose. Like, this is your space to, like, truly explore, what do you want your purpose to be today, moving forward? Not what you told yourself back in college. You know how college is sort of like this space of, like, you get to do whatever you want in the world. You get to create whoever you are. My 20-year-old self didn't know that this is what I wanted to do, right?
Right.
And so I feel like now that I'm in, like, 40, twice that, I just want all of us to recognize we can do that again. We can re-ask the question, what do we want for our lives? We can create anything, and we're all going to support each other. We're all going to empower each other. So it's as much about building community and these personal connections. And you never know who in the group is going to know somebody who can help you with that next step and all that. You know, how many people have helped me get to where I'm at? I'm so grateful for that. And I feel like having a community of people that you can connect with to that, on that level, is also so, so, so valuable. So that is what we're doing,
starting April 1st. I love it. I love it. So we're going to have your information in our show notes, and especially how our Latina Docs who are listening can get in touch with you if they want to join their 6-week journey, which you should. Yes. I'd like for you to just let us know how they can get in touch with you if they're listening right now and they're like, yeah, I really want to get in touch with Dr. Lang and you know, talk with her more about this journey. How do they do that?
They can go to our website, latinadocs.com, or email us at info@latinadocs.com.
Perfect.
And of course, join our Facebook community because we're right there. We're real people. We talk, we connect. So.
That's right. And that Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/LatinaDax. That's that good branding.
That is correct. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Manisha, for having me on here. This has been so fun, especially meeting you and just talking about this topic.
Such an important topic. Yeah.
So such important. About this.
You can see the passion between us. It's like there is so much passion in this topic. No, it's really great, actually. And I feel like that, you know, in my spirit, I feel like there's probably going to be future collaboration because, you know, there is a lot of work to be done. And I love your energy and I love your spirit. And I feel like, oh, maybe there's like a retreat or maybe something that we can do.
All the things. Yeah.
Something, all the things. So I look forward to keeping in touch and empowering you and seeing how I can, you know, lift your voice up in this journey. So starting with the podcast.
This is what it's all about, lifting each other up, and anything I can do, of course, you know, I'm here and I love your energy too. So ditto, right back at you.
Thank you. Well, I'm so grateful that you came on and you had this conversation. We'll make sure that we point our docs in your direction so that they can become a part of the journey if they should so choose to do, right? As they should.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes.
Get in on the ground floor.
That's right. The ground floor. People don't realize this, but the ground floor is always the most transformational because it's the most explorative. People who get in on the ground floor, they get the gold. People don't often understand that about programs, you know, is that once the program, once it's developed, is probably, you know, most of the programs that I've developed, they're really good, but the people who get the most are the ones that come in at the exploratory phase, you know, before it's set in stone.
Exactly. And there's just going to be so much like one-on-one like attention to, you know, some of my favorite coaches right now, like I'm like grateful if I get like a couple minutes, right?
Yeah.
With real time.
I know.
And I mean, if just second everything you just said, this is just going to be a lot of hands-on. So
that's right.
It's going to be a lot of transformation there.
Well, you guys check out Dr. Ursula Lang at latinadocs.com. And like I said, all of the information will be in the show notes of how you can contact her, how you can join her program if you're interested. It's going to be coming up soon. So you better get on the move, right? Get on the move now and get in on the ground floor. And so, of course, as always, I thank the listeners for being with us. Without the listeners, there is no podcast. And if you like what you hear, please pass it on, as well as leave a little comment and let us know, you know, how much you enjoy this podcast. We appreciate you. And of course, you all know how to get in touch with me, but the star of the show today is Dr. Ursula Lang. So go check her out at latinadocs.com. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a great rest of the day and we will see you on the next podcast. Namaste.
Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you as our listener who help our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with 5 of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression, and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmaisha.com. That's drmaisha.com. On my website, you can access one of my 3 free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up, looking to the next level. Namaste.